to reconnect with Gofis Anas Code, unlike citizenship rights, to which a person inherently entitled just because she or he is a citizen of a country or a member of a community. Active citizenship should be seen as the result of interrelated behavioral attitudes and values, such as recognition of the importance of the universal rights, respect for the rule of law, and intercultural harmony, just to name a few. However, such attitudes do not develop spontaneously. While we might learn some of them at home or in our community, a crucial role should be played by the education system. Our school and college need to foster young people to become active citizens, protecting and upholding fundamental rights, which are at the basis of democracy.
Active citizenship can be demonstrated globally, nationally, and locally. Global examples of active citizen groups working together include international organizations such as Oxfam, the Red Cross, and Teachers Without Borders. And then national, it is a group working for the common good, including events such as Clean Up Day, Australia Day, Australia's Biggest Morning Tea, and the annual Red Shield Appeal. The third one is that the local active citizens may work within a school committee, church group, community organization, such as Lions, or with the local council to make change in the immediate community. An example of this would be identifying and advocating to the local council to provide additional facilities such as a new school to population growth in the area.
Schools further provide authentic opportunities for students to become active citizens. Being involved in the student representative council, taking on a school captain position, or participating in peer mentoring programs allow students to develop the aforementioned skills, such as uniting, connecting, and making change.
Educational programs need to be developed to improve competencies like cooperation and communication, as well as working to increase critical ability, reduce this, and build tolerance, understanding, empathy, and an openness to diversity. During the research, tailored programs were developed to address these competencies and were passively received by participants. More widespread endorsement and implementation is now required.
As we understand it, active citizenship is a combination of knowledge, attitude, skills, and actions that aim to contribute to building and maintaining a democratic society. Active citizenship supports democratic cooperation that is based on the acceptance of universal human rights and the rule of law, values diversity, and includes the whole community. Education towards gaining this knowledge and developing and practicing the skills take place in all levels of our shared social life, but schools play a very important role in it.